another step along the way to potentially moving Englewood from a city on the rise to a top-tier metropolis. On Friday, Englewood was named Los Angeles' newest neighborhood of the year by Curbed LA. Our return to prominence began with Madison Square Garden's Resurrection of the Forum, joined by the management expertise of Live Nation. Over 120 small businesses opened in Englewood in 2014. Hundreds of Englewood residents were employed in 2014, many for the first time in years. There's a housing development underway at the long-abandoned Daniel Freeman Hospital site, and proposals are being vetted by city staff for council action for a major Market Street redevelopment. As noted by the LA Times, Hollywood Park, through its sheer size, offers a rare opportunity for a large-scale development in an urban area. Covering nearly 300 acres, it's about the size of Boston's financial district and twice as big as the Vatican. The Hollywood Park plan prior to the proposal was an estimated $2 billion build-out. The stadium construction piece alone would conservatively employ thousands of workers both during construction and post-construction phases. Starting this morning, the city will be assembling a team of experts to analyze all economic and environmental impacts, including studies already conducted. There's a press pack that will be handed out and available for you of different studies that have been done in the city by the Los Angeles Business Journal, by the planning report, and it'll give you background on where we've come from over the last 4 years. I'm ready to take questions at this time.
Mayor, when's the vote going to be? When are you expecting that ballot?
Well, that'll depend on when the signatures are collected, but they only have a short window to collect those, so the soonest probably could be on the ballot would be probably June.
And again, you cannot go forward unless the vote is approved.
Well, that's the path that's being taken right now.
Why is that the path?
Because it can be done more quickly that way.
How many votes are needed to put on the ballot?
What was that?
How many votes are needed to put the initiative on the ballot?
15% of the signatures of registered voters, and there are about 53,000 registered voters in the city of England.
Mayor, could you truly, you can build the stadium regardless if you get a commitment from an FMP. This will now be part of the plan.
What this will allow the developers to do is a joint development between Stockbridge Financial and State Banking. And what this will allow, if they choose to build an 80,000 seat stadium.
Mr. Mayor, could you amplify on that why it's faster going directly to the voters rather than through another route?
Because you avoid a lot of review processes if the voters say this is what we want.
So those review processes would be skipped?
They won't be skipped, they'll be negated.
Is that a good thing for the city?
It's a great thing for the city.
Why?
Because the residents have gone through review processes beyond review.